Chapter 2. Yahweh's word came to me, saying, Go and proclaim in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Yahweh says, I remember for you the kindness of your youth. Your love is a bride, how you went after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Israel was holiness to Yahweh, the first fruits of his increase. All who devour him will be held guilty. Evil will come on them, says Yahweh. Hear Yahweh's word, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Yahweh says, What unrighteousness have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me, and have walked after worthless vanity, and have become worthless? They didn't say, Where is Yahweh who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, who led us through the wilderness, through a land of desert and of pits, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that no one passed through, and where no man lived? I brought you into a plentiful land, to eat its fruit and its goodness. But when you entered, you defiled my land, and made my heritage an abomination. The priest didn't say, Where is Yahweh? And those who handled the law didn't know me. The rulers also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal and followed things that do not profit. Therefore, I will yet contend with you, says Yahweh, and I will contend with your children's children. For pass over to the islands of Kittim and see. Send to Kedar and consider diligently and see if there has been such a thing. Has a nation changed its gods, which really are no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which doesn't profit. Be astonished, you heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be very desolate, says Yahweh. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the spring of living waters, and cut out cisterns for themselves, broken cisterns that can't hold water. Is Israel a slave? Is he born into slavery? Why has he become a captive? The young lions have roared at him and raised their voices. They have made his land waste. His cities are burned up without inhabitant. The children also of Memphis and Tapanhes have broken the crown of your head. Haven't you brought this on yourself? In that you have forsaken Yahweh your God when he led you by the way? Now what do you gain by going to Egypt to drink the waters of the Shihor? Or why do you go on the way to Assyria to drink the waters of the river? Your own wickedness will correct you, and your backsliding will rebuke you. Know therefore and see that it is an evil and bitter thing that you have forsaken Yahweh your God, and that my fear is not in you, says the Lord Yahweh of armies. For long ago I broke off your yoke and burst your bonds. You said, I will not serve, for on every high hill and under every green tree you bowed yourself, playing the prostitute. Yet I had planted you a noble vine, a pure and faithful seed. How then have you turned into the degenerate branches of a foreign vine to me? For though you wash yourself with lye and use much soap, yet your iniquity is marked before me, says the Lord Yahweh. How can you say, I am not defiled, I have not gone after the Baals? See your way in the valley. Know what you have done. You are a swift dromedary, traversing her ways, a wild donkey used to the wilderness, that sniffs the wind in her craving. When she is in heat, who can turn her away? All those who seek her will not weary themselves. In her month, they will find her. Keep your feet from being bare and your throat from thirst. But you said, It is in vain. No, for I have loved strangers, and I will go after them. As the thief is ashamed when he is found, so the house of Israel is ashamed. They, their kings, their princes, their priests, and their prophets, who tell wood, You are my father, and a stone, you have given birth to me, for they have turned their back to me, and not their face. But in the time of the trouble they will say, arise and save us. But where are your gods that you have made for yourselves? Let them arise, if they can save you in the time of your trouble. For you have as many gods as you have towns, O Judah. Why will you contend with me? You all have transgressed against me, says Yahweh. I have struck your children in vain. They have received no correction. Your own sword has devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. Generation, consider Yahweh's word. Have I been a wilderness to Israel, or a land of thick darkness? Why do my people say, we have broken loose, we will come to you no more? Can a virgin forget her ornaments, or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me for days without number. How well you prepare your way to seek love. Therefore you have even taught the wicked woman your ways. Also the blood of the souls of the innocent poor is found in your skirts. You didn't find them breaking in, but it is because of all these things. Yet you say, I am innocent. Surely his anger has turned away from me. Behold, I will judge you, because you say, I have not sinned. Why do you go about so much to change your ways? You will be ashamed of Egypt also, as you were ashamed of Assyria. You will also leave that place with your hands on your head, for Yahweh has rejected those in whom you trust, and you won't prosper with them.